I pray thee once again. I wonder if it's surrounded by ones of such talent.
Welcome to Yada 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 in the building. You're now in tune to the K Keeping It 100 show with your boy Ken Yada Williams. Yada Yada Yada, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do. Just letting y'all know, I apologize for the brief little time period that went past where I wasn't recording and doing episodes, but I've been working, y'all, and it's been a lot going on, you know, and I've been doing a lot of studying and research and everything and just soul searching. You know, I'm 45, still figuring myself out, you know, still knocking my head against the wall every so often, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I don't give up. I keep pushing. I know God loves me. And just like I've been telling, you know, a lot of friends of mine, you know, this spiritual warfare thing is so serious now, y'all. Y'all know it's serious out here, way more serious than it was prior to the end of 2019. It seemed like since the end of 2019, it seems as though things went into like a hyper Twilight Zone type of fucking gear. Like, what the hell is going on, literally? Then I've been watching this stuff about CERN, something I've been familiar with for probably a little under a decade now. CERN is a hydro collider, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, in Switzerland, where they're crashing atoms together at a high rate of speed, and they're extracting dark matter, dark energy, antimatter outside of the space, like the black that you see out there. You know, like, literally they're going into another dimension and pulling energy, antimatter, dark energy from another dimension and bringing it here, another dimension rather, and bringing it here. And now they can project it and focus it to a certain proximity. Basically, in a nutshell, they can bring demons over here and shoot them in your direction. You know what I mean? At a high rate of speed. Put it like this. Like, when you get mad, you ever been so pissed off or you done something, be like, man, that didn't seem like me, because you were so raged and like, man, I can't believe I did that. Really, it really wasn't you. It was something else jumping. It was something else jumping inside of you. My fault. You know what I mean? Because when you get that pissed off, you let something jump inside of you. You're a portal, basically. You dig what I'm saying? Like how you got the wine and spirits. Spiritual warfare is real, y'all. Y'all know that. Lauren Hill tried to tell you, but we didn't listen to Lauren. Lauren said there's a war in the mind over territory for the dominion. Who would dominate the opinion? Schisms and isms keeping us conformed to religion, conforming our vision to the world church's decision, trapped in a section, submitted to committing election, moral infection, epidemic lies, and deception, insurrection, high as the possible order, distorting our tape recorder from hearing like underwater. Distorting our tape recorder from hearing like underwater? Wow. That's your brain. You know what I mean? Because we flow off of frequency. Energy is real. You know what I mean? Just like they say, you know, I ain't all Christian. No disrespect, but I really ain't. You know what I mean? I ain't with all the holla shaka baka baka bullshit. But at the end of the day, I will say this. The Bible says you can judge a tree by the fruit that it bears. That's talking about the energy that you leave. When somebody leaves your presence, how do you leave them? Are you leaving them with the good energy? Are you leaving them with the bad energy? What kind of taste are you leaving in their mouth? You know what I mean? For real. You got to be positive. Got to stay positive, y'all. You got to stay positive. You know, I mean, it's hard, but you have to. God is positivity. God is not negative. You know, I know it's real difficult, and especially when you're trying to guard your peace, and it's like you got fuck niggas that's go constantly do stupid shit to try to piss you off purposely. I love this song, y'all. This is one of my most favorite songs in the world. Check this out. Damian Marley.
Mine's not a circus.
I've literally had tears in my eyes to this song. Praying with the most intense energy mustered up out of my, chakra or whatever, soul. With my hands stretched out, you know, pushing energy, like good energy, into the ether. Asking God to forgive us for the negativity that we do and the bad things that we do. That's not within His goodwill, you know what I mean? But check this song out.
Life is a circle.
Yes. It goes round and round.
Round and round.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, mine's not a circus.
Mine not a circus. I'm not your clown. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not your clown.
Facts. Cause I got a lot of people, man. A lot of people that just because I strive to be dope and I think that I'm so dope and so forth, they gonna do everything they can to try to bring my energy down and try to dim my shine. You can't let people dim your shine, dim your glow. You can't give them the power to change your energy. Create situations. Don't allow situations to create you. You know what I mean? It's called self-esteem. And the best self-help is self-help. I said that. The best self-help is self-help. You know what I mean? I'm coining that term. That's me all day. You dig? But, man, I can be nobody outside of who I am. I'm a great person. I got a great spirit. You know what I mean? I love everybody and shit. I've been having the most negative shit come against me. The most closest of friends have been turning on me. You know what I mean? I've been tested to where I've been wanting to kill, literally, some of my friends. And like, nah, I ain't gonna do that. You dig what I'm saying? I just leave them alone. You dig? Always with us now. Always with I now. You hear him?
Never let us down.
Never let thy down.
Always with us now. Always.
Bless up, bless up.
Never let us down. Never let thy down.
Good energy. Close your eyes. Listen to it. The beauty of the Creator. Just listen to the wind and allow God to just move all through you. Let Him know you love Him in your heart. And ask Him to forgive you for the things that you do that you know is not right. You're trying. Keep trying. Keep pushing. He loves you. Let Him know you love Him. You know? And open up your mind so you can listen to Him and hear Him. You know what I mean? God is a good God. God is a good God, man. You know what I'm saying? And He will never forsake you. I say this all day long. And I'm speaking right now. Don't get upset. This is not against nobody. But right now I'm speaking specifically to the black people. The black race. Because black people, I'm black. You know what I mean? And my skin absorbs the sun. And that's so beautiful. When you're from the solar system and your skin absorbs the sun. You know what I mean? Really, it's a beautiful thing. But, you know, I love y'all. I love y'all a lot. And I pray for my people so hard, so strong, because I want us to get in a better situation. And just because I'm pro-black, other races, other ethnicities, don't get it twisted. I'm not anti any other ethnicity. I love y'all just as much as I love my own people, because we're all human beings. We're all family. You know what I mean? We're all family, you know, just so you know. So I was talking to my friend that walked past, but you know, it's like, just because you embrace your ethnicity and you love your race doesn't mean you have to hate another race of people. I don't hate anybody else. Why would I? I can't hate white people. Look at Michael Rapaport. That's my nigga. You know what I mean? Nigga meaning family, not ethnically wise. You dig what I'm saying? All I'm saying is take your feet off my people's neck and quit trying to make my people feel like we're lesser than what we are. Even at work, I experience shit like motherfuckers see my hair and looking like, oh shit, he's a nigga. You know what I mean? Like, man, I'm going to embrace my culture to the fullest. If you don't embrace yours, that's on you. You're not going to make me feel bad about my hair and about being pro-black. I'm pro-black because that's what I am. So that's facts. You know what I mean? It's real. Real talk. I love y'all. I love y'all. Okay? I love y'all. I just hope you love me back. Now, let me hear this one. Let's hit Jam Rock. It's better. But we got to get it together, man. We got these kids out here killing other kids and killing old people and robbing people. Come on. Come on, y'all. You know what I mean? Real shit. We got to get better. Like my nigga Kenny say, pull yourself up, man. To know better is to do better. You know what I mean? That's why I listen to reggae music and just try to keep positive energy, you know, because the devil is out here, you know, but so is God. But it's up to us to decide on which one we want to have within our daily way of living, you know what I mean? So, can't keep it 100. I'm gonna start back up doing shows. You know, it's gonna be fun shows. You know, I got great interviews coming up. I'm gonna interview Hypnotic, Brass Ensemble, them my boys. I got Sparkle, you know what I mean? Little Miss, you better be careful what you do to me. Herself, who else? She got Sparkle, my girl Stephanie Edwards. Sparkle got a new album, you know, new single called Easy. Make sure y'all check that out. Make sure y'all check out my girl Javante Cunningham with Dirty. I think it's Laundry Room. Yeah, the Laundry Room. That's her show. It's pretty dope. Be sure to check out my boy Kel Mitchell from Kenny the Kill. He handling his business. You know, make sure y'all stay in tune with Jean Sparrow. You know, she's been rocking, doing her thing for a long time. You know what I mean? And just blessings, y'all. My girl Melinda Williams handling her business, acting, still getting it in, you know. And one time for Lisa Ray, you know. Love and shout out to Lisa Ray. Shout out to Shauna. Shout out to XL, the producer. You know, he doing his thing. Shout out to Miss Melinda, his wife. Killing, that's my friend. Love her. You know, and, you know, just blessings. Blessings to my boy Tony doing his thing down there in Columbus, Ohio. Real nigga. You know what I mean? Blessings to my boy Mike. He's always been a good dude. One time for Tiffany. You know what I mean? Love my friend Tiffany. One time for my nigga Daryl. You know what I mean? Love your boy. You know, one time for Aus. Book. You know what I mean? One time for Earl. EJ. You know what I'm saying? One time for my baby mama, Missy. Love you. You good. You always been one of the coolest BMs. One time for my baby mama, Keisha. I love you. You always been one of the coolest BMs. You know what I mean? I'm talking about Shakisha Powers. Let's make sure we get it right, because I got two BMs named Keisha. You know, we're going to leave that alone. But one time for the guys out here that love their kids and want to be in their kids' life, but they got baby mamas, goddamn it, that push their kids away from them. You know what I mean? So that they can be more, I guess, comfortable and content with whatever nigga that they with at the time. You know, instead of having to deal with the daddy and stepdaddy thing. But it's all good. But we gonna live, y'all. We ain't gonna just survive. We gonna live. It's gonna be beautiful. And this is just a little excerpt. I just did a little half a show for 15 minutes just to get y'all a little taste. You know what I mean? Let y'all know that I got some shit coming up. So it's kind of like a little trailer what I'm doing right now. You dig what I'm saying? But I love y'all. I'm gonna allow y'all back into my life. You know, and it is what it is. You know, quit pointing the finger at each other. You dig? Because we all fall short. Blessings.